Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm talking about the North Asylum Seeker Hotels protests. So for over a year, a significant number of asylum seekers have been housed at hotels in Norfolk. In case you're not from the United Kingdom, you might know, I don't know, Norfolk is a county about 100 miles due north of London, and particularly in Thetford. So people come to the United Kingdom, usually illegally, and then claim asylum, say they've got this well-founded fear of persecution in their home country, which could be that they would be unjust, that they would be killed for their ethnicity, their political views, their sexual orientation, their faith, or indeed suffer other lesser degrees of violence, be unjustly jailed, blah, blah, blah. So often these people, they cross several safe countries and they come to the United Kingdom, often on small boats, arriving illegally. Some that arrive legally then claim asylum because they've got a visa to come to the United Kingdom as a tourist, on a business trip, as a student, whatever. All right, so, but why have they passed through a dozen safe countries in many cases and paid an awful lot of money to a people smuggler to get them across the sea? And obviously crossing these small boats sometimes dangerous, might be overloaded, it's not a seaworthy vessel, the person's got no license to pilot a boat, they might have no life jackets, they might go out in inclement conditions, whatever, have to be rescued by the Royal National Lifeboat Institute or the Royal Navy. Anyway, they arrive in the UK, can take a year and a half to process their case. They're provided accommodation, food, healthcare. Often they claim to be minors, even they're not. So they get education, they get treated more leniently. They're very unlikely to be sent back if they are believed to be minors. They have dental examinations to determine the age, but the dental examinations are not 100% accurate. Somebody's 21 might claim to be 17, and that might just about be a credible claim. Even someone's 30 claims to be 17, sometimes you can't absolutely disprove it. We can just say it's very, very unlikely. But whatever we do, we accept that an adult is in fact a minor because we were duped, or indeed to be wrong if someone really is a minor, and then we say, I disbelieve you, and occasionally you're going to make a mistake. A minor might have unusually developed teeth. So some people are protesting outside these five hotels in Thetford saying, we don't want these people staying here and they're dangerous to a community. So, of course, people are allowed to protest against those seeking asylum. They might want the law changed. In many countries, arriving in a country illegally is a crime, and you go to jail for it in many countries. Now, I was speaking to a friend about this and saying, yes, but if there's no other way, they have to be able to arrive illegally. But wait a second, they could have claimed asylum in many cases in France or Germany or wherever they are, Italy or where they pass through, or, Romania or Hungary or Bulgaria. So they're kind of asylum shopping, which implies it's really economic immigration. They wanted to come to the United Kingdom because the wages are higher and all the rest of it. All right, that's a completely honorable motive, and I would do the same. But stop pretending that you're there as a refugee. Now, you might be a refugee who also wants a better standard of living. They say don't judge a man who walked a mile in his own shoes. Supposing I lived in Afghanistan under the Taliban, under Iran, under the current government, I might want out and say there's a better life to be had in the Occident. Even doing a minimum wage job in the United Kingdom, you're better off. And of course, some British people are so lackadaisical, are so hypochondriac, are so supported by the leftards, they're just going to be on benefits for a career. And say very few Britons want to work in social care or as cleaners or whatever, or picking fruit or waiting tables. So just I'll do that. And minimum wage might be much better off than I was in my home country. And at least I can say what I want, do what I want, change my religion if I want, be openly gay and so forth, which would really be risking your life in many other countries. But nevertheless, they have come illegally. And, you know, I'm paying for these people to be staying in these hotels. So, all right, people have a right to say, I'm against the right to asylum. I disagree. I do agree with the right to asylum, although these people should be expelled or what. So they say their peace and they're allowed to protest at the relevant place. So, but this has crossed over into public disorder, into riot in some cases. So obviously any act of violence is disgraceful. I'm completely opposed to that. So there's no justification for any violence against these asylum seekers or any intimidation of them. Now, the thing is, there have been women who've been subjected to sexual violence, even rape, and likewise some children as well, by some people who've claimed asylum. It's wrong to tar them all the same brush. They're not all guilty of that. Don't pretend that the worst member of the group typifies all the rest. Okay? Now, it's Jess Phillips is an absolute evil ogress and a mass murderer, but she says, well, one thing about sexual violence against women, the common factor is men. I mean, in the great majority of cases, she's correct. It'd be wrong to say that all men or most men are guilty of that and should be mistreated on that basis. And some of these people saying, oh, we're so worried about these asylum seekers. They're mostly young men from Muslim countries where they just view women as property. And obviously that's unfair on Muslim men, but okay, there are Muslim men who do that, but they're men of all faiths and all ethnicities and nationalities who do this thing. I don't have any data. Is it more likely among certain ethnic groups or religions than others? Maybe it is, but nevertheless, it's wrong to say, because you're a Muslim, we're going to mistreat you. Because a member of your category behaved badly, you have fewer rights. That would be unjust. We can't do that, you know? So I'm Irish, and here in Great Britain, there were Irishmen who were setting off bombs in the 1980s, committing murder and so on. It'd be wrong to mistreat me, to penalize me for someone who happened to be the same category as me, and so forth. So, wow. And then, of course, they're the leftards, the extreme left, say, open the borders. They want uncontrolled immigration. So United Kingdom with like net 1 million immigration in, when was it, 2021? So if it was net 10 million immigration, yeah, they'd be happy with that. People say that's scaremongering. It's not. If we had no limit, 10 million people a year would come. And people from less economically developed countries, such as Bangladesh or Zimbabwe or Mali or whatever, Afghanistan, you can't blame them. They want more money. More money is available here. Life is better here. They would come. I would too if I was in their position. So of course it's got to be there's got to be limits. People should have to apply for visas. Do we want you? Do you are going to contribute to our country? Have you got a good skill set and so on? You'd have no serious criminal record, and then come in. I'm not a headbanger on immigration. I want some level of immigration to the Irish Republic, to the United Kingdom, and I'm okay with net positive immigration. About 200,000 people a year net. That's about right. And where I'm very libertarian on this is spouses. If you marry someone and he or she's a different nationality, you should be allowed to bring your spouse in, even if you've got no money, because you know there's a right to love, and that's just not restricted to those above a certain income level. And so it goes on. So there were 200,000 protests, there's anti-asylum protesters, eggs thrown at the house, the police were stoned, the attacks on the police are outrageous. That is attempted murder. They should be dealt with very, very firmly. Anyone who throws a stone at the police should spend years in jail. People covering their faces, which does not seem innocent, and so on. So, wow. And that they're really exploiting this fear about, sexual violence against women and children. There's an idea that a disused airbase, RAF Barnum, might be converted into asylum seeker accommodation. Should these people being living in tents, possibly or Nissan huts, to keep the cost down? Because you know, it's costing £100 per night per person easily to look after these people. And that's an ever heavier burden on us taxpayers. Why do not have money for the National Health Service or so many other things is partly because of that and so on. So people are trying to break into a certain house. That's not an innocent action at all. There's been vandalism. So that's outrageous. So the attacks on the police, I don't know whether it was the anti-asylum people or it was the extreme left who did it. Whoever did it, it's still completely unacceptable and so on. And then there's a talk about, you know, there's limited housing in the United Kingdom. And so we're just making it even worse because you build more houses, but more people come in. There's a housing shortage. It's partly because our standards are too high. We're too easy on people. I remember in Russia or the UAE, people with low-income jobs, adults, they share a bedroom, four adults or more. And that's what we've got to get used to, that idea. And children that, you know, unless you're rich, you're not going to have your own bedroom. You have to share with a sibling, or maybe even two families move into a three-bedroom house, one couple in one bedroom, another couple in another bedroom, and their children share a bedroom. And that's the reality. And no, we're not going to give you a bed of roses. If you think it's overcrowded, tough. Earn more money. Move to a place where accommodation is more affordable. So, yeah, people like me footing the bill for those who don't pay for themselves. You know, 740 people on the low social housing waiting list, and obviously asylum seekers are going to make it even worse. Now, the housing shortage in the United Kingdom is multifactorial. You can't blame immigration, legal and illegal, for all of it. And of course, immigrants, they work in construction as well. They help to solve the problem they're also creating. They're not creating it maliciously, but they need housing as well. So the number of people housed in hotels has gone down a lot in the last 2 years. It was over 63% of asylum seekers were housed in hotels. So it's down to under 50% of them. It should be none, really. What do you think? Anyway, stop violence. If anybody knows anything about any act of violence or intimidation at Thetford, he or she must tell the police immediately. However bad illegal immigration is, yes, how bad asylum seeker crime is in some cases, and I must emphasize this point, I'm not saying that most of them are guilty, then that doesn't justify the least act of violence against anyone, or indeed vandalism, or indeed intimidation, and certainly not against the police. Now, few people despise the police as much as I do, but violent against the police, absolutely not. All right, anyway, thanks for, I was saying I'm absolutely opposed to it. I'm absolutely not supporting it. Hope I made myself clear. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecullen7@gmail.com. Goodbye.